This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, baby. It's exploration time, exploration love.
I just saw something on my phone.
What was it?
It was like, who's going to host The Daily Show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's drama around it.
And it's like,
because it should be that guy. It should be like Roy Wood Jr. Is that right?
I don't know. Right, but right. I'm just like, guys, like, right. Like, what are you? No one.
What do you mean?
Like, no one.
Right, right, right.
Like it's or not, just like, do something else. Like,
you know, the thing of when you're online and you're like, you're kind of in a bad mood. And so every single thing you see, you're like, oh, my God,
right.
Like, stop.
You know what I mean? Joke about the hat.
What? My joke about the hat,
yeah.
Right? Like when you're in a bad mood, you see someone wearing a hat and you're like, shut up with that. You're being so... But it really happens online in particular for me these days.
Right.
Where someone will be like, hey, like, I'm so excited. My like book is coming out and to promote it, I'm doing this thing. I'm like, you need to seriously leave me alone.
Right.
And it's like, they're being nice. And like, that's on me.
Well,
like,
I had this whole thing with like Amy Schumer.
Should we bring in our guest?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Do the intro.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited for our guest today. She's so cool and funny to me.
Literally.
Yeah. And she she runs the Wikipedia. No, I'm blowing it.
Okay. You got
she runs the
breathe.
The meme account, Depths of Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. But there's more than that going on as well. So please welcome Annie Roerta.
I'm so excited.
We're so happy that
long-time
you're here.
Long-time listener. First time caller.
And we're fans.
Yeah, big time.
You have to know.
We were just saying that you do a really, you're a really talented, like, curator in, like, a lot of different, like, obviously, like, your meme account, like, you find these fun, like, Wikipedia pages, but I just found out that Annie has a gift guide on her website that you really haven't publicized, and it was full of really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you refresh my website, there's constantly stuff on there that I'm not publicizing that is probably really bad, but I just put it out in case.
That's so fun. Like, it's like, you're like, I get to do what I want on my website.
Right, you're like, it's my website.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like websites are just a medium that is so appealing to me because people really have to go there to check it, to see it.
Totally.
So it's like, you've bought in. Like,
they're
you're
either a big fan or a big hater.
Right.
I like it.
And
but it's not just like passive, like, ugh, why did they post this? It's like, by the way, you came to like Annie.com.
Right.
Like, you're
that's so true.
So here are the top five museums I want to visit.
Wait, that's so fun. Wait, it's really like websites feel like kind of from a different time too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not really about websites right now. It's about
it's like
they're kind of done.
No, they're like a book kind of.
Like, it is
you
like a
like
book a little bit.
Want it
right
in particular.
Right, right.
You know what someone told me that really changed the way I search was, I feel like when I search things using the URL bar, like up there in the HTTP, often the places that I'm going to, if I'm searching like that, are places that are really wholesome and good.
Mm-hmm.
Just the ones that I know the URL by heart because I visit it so much directly.
I see.
Like, I'm not clicking it from Twitter. I'm not just like mindlessly thinking like, oh, news about X. Like,
right,
it's,
right.
Like, it's like, I want to go to this blog or whatever.
Right. Yes, right. And then it kind of like diversifies what you're taking in a little bit because you're like, I just go to this place and see what they have.
Right, right.
I don't like Google and get exactly what I want.
It's not like I want a pine candle. It's like
candle.com.
Right. I'm going to candle.com to see what they have.
And then I see all different kinds of candles.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I miss web. I actually like often I'm online and I'm like, I don't really know what I should be doing right now.
Mm.
Like when I'm just on my computer.
You need to talk to Annie. I feel
right.
Like, no, my God.
Word. Duck sauce plum.
That's the story of my actual life is like me on my phone when I'm not supposed to be and it's loud and I'm like, sorry, something random just hit. I got a call and that's my ringtone.
Oh my God.
It was my computer, it wasn't my phone. I'm sorry.
No, you're
problem,
so
Emma.
Fine.
You're also allowed to be on your computer.
Right.
Doing stuff, please.
I need to be.
Literally. Oh, right. Exactly.
It's like, I actually don't need your permission.
No, right. I need mine.
Yeah. The websites I go to are like YouTube and then Twitter, which is not a website, really.
No.
And then I'm going back and forth. It's not right. You also have a really good newsletter that I like.
Thanks,
I
was just Charlie. Complimenting
too. No problem.
You're always in there commenting stuff like, it's true. Love it.
Yeah, it's true.
And I can't express to you how good it makes me feel.
Wait, I've recently become like a commenter online for stuff.
That's great.
It's so fun. Like on random YouTube videos, I'm like, I love this song.
Really?
Well, I think once you start putting stuff out there, you realize how much that one random comment that just says like, so awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Like sometimes that's all you
everything.
Need.
Right. Totally.
I will say like a difference between Natalie and me is like I really do read the comments on like all of our stuff. Like on all of our TikToks and
yes. You know. I'm not, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
When I'm really bored or like just want some type of like feeling or fight or something, I'll go take a look.
Right. It is a place to have a feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly they're so nice.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's like I'm sometimes wanting a little bit more of like
you want drama.
Yeah, but we don't really get it.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. One time in the one, like, we just posted this bit that was like us talking about the girl with the green ribbon, her head falling off, and the bit was
you know her.
You know what that story?
Uh-uh.
Wait, really?
You never heard sorry.
Wait, hey, I'm actually sure you do. No, I'm not.
This girl, basically, she had a ribbon around her neck, and then she had this boyfriend, and he was like, take it off, take it off, take it off, take it off, take it off. She was like, no, can't. And then finally she did, and her head fell off. And
is this like a story or a copy pasta?
It was like going around playgrounds, like back in the day.
But there was also a book that had this as one of like a few scary stories.
Oh, then that's why I went around the playground.
Right. The people took that and they turned it into this like oral kind of storytelling tradition.
Oral.
It's kind of a purity culture type message.
Yes, for sure. Because
it's like if you give it to the guy,
never
like you
give
die.
In to the guy.
Yes, totally.
It very much is.
And like, don't take it off, by the way.
Right.
Keep it on.
Keep it on.
Keep that shit tied tight.
Right, literally. Exactly.
Like, poink your little bow.
Right. And it is a bow. Right, it's like a bow, which is so like coquette.
And then Carmen Maria Machado has a story about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she reposted our joke about it.
She did?
Yeah, she did. And I DM'd her and I said, I love your books.
Oh
and
my
she
God.
Didn't respond, but I'm sure it meant something.
Wow. Did she say anything? Or she just reposted it?
She just reposted it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
You have to tell me when stuff like that happens, please.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
It's no problem.
I didn't know you knew about
who
her.
Who she was? Yeah. Well, I'm an avid reader.
Right.
Starting very recently.
Right, right, right.
And, but she's one of the people that I did read even before I was a reader because it's so horny.
Yes.
And that really worked for me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I have a way in here.
Right.
And it's because I'm, like, rock hard.
Right. But I posted some joke about it. And kind of in the joke, I'm like, it's a true story. And Natalie's like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And someone commented, was like, he needs to let her speak.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's part of the, like.
People are always commenting, like, she's interrupting him. He's interrupting her. Like, right. He's not listening. She's not listening. And it's like, you know what? We're just kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like you have to trust us that, like,
and, like,
it's okay.
The feedback is coming in both directions.
Right.
So
exactly.
Actually, like, no worries.
Yeah.
But, oh, I wanted to say about Stroganona.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because Annie, can you explain about your very special stew?
I made a stew in the summer. It started out just me with a crock pot, ordered a crock pot. I bought the crock pot specifically so I could make a perpetual stew. Mm-hmm. Just keep it cooking all week.
Was that a Wikipedia page?
Mm-hmm.
You were looking at perpetual stew.
Yeah, and I'd always wanted to do it. And I just thought, like, now's the time.
Were and there then any, I like, made... So sorry.
No.
Are there any, like, noteworthy perpetual stews that inspired you?
Oh, you wouldn't believe how many. There's... Well, okay, so the one that might not be true, but it is... A story that goes around is that there was one that was cooking for like 500 years, but then it ended in World War II.
500 years?
Yeah, it ended because of the bombs.
Are you kidding me?
Shoot.
I know.
Where
in Europe. Europe.
In,
in
like
which place?
In maybe France.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Crap.
I know.
Bombs
Wait, that's such
actually
a bummer because it's like you're like a steward of something and then it ends on your watch. It's like such
a stressful idea.
It's like in college when you're in charge of a club. That didn't happen to me, but I can imagine.
I just
remember that feeling of like inheriting a tradition and being like, oh crap, like it's kind of on me, you know what I mean? Like It's like if we don't do the annual like naked run around the campus, mm-hmm. like that, you know, like I've ended something.
Yeah.
The flame has been extinguished.
I always feel very comfortable with traditions at college. Like when everything was like, it's a tradition. I was like, just kill it.
No,
like, I don't actually want literally this stuff. I don't care.
No, like, it literally meant. Yeah. And often you're like, they're like, it's important. And you're like, when did this start? And they're like, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You're like, right. So you know what? I actually feel comfortable closing the book on that one. Especially when tradition often justifies like kind of bad stuff.
But not the stew.
No, in this case,
okay,
it's.
Okay, that's a beautiful one. Any others?
Any other traditions?
Stews that came before you that.
Oh.
That.
I thought you were just talking about traditions in general.
Yeah. Are there any other traditions, or is it mostly the stew and the stuff we said about college?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. There's a famous one in Bangkok that's been cooking for 49 years, maybe 50.
Wow.
And I went to it.
Oh, my God. When?
In August. I was in Asia for Wikimania, and I made a stop in Bangkok to try it.
Bro, what is Wikimania?
Oh my God. Wikimania is the international conference of Wikipedia editors.
Ah!
Well, from all over the world.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Okay.
I've been to, this is my third Wikimania, I think,
mm-hmm.
this
wow.
year. It's really fun. I don't know. It's definitely like, you go because you love it. It's a crazy vibe there.
What do you mean? Like you don't go for your health?
It's not like fun.
Oh.
I mean, right. It is because you're talking to people that you've met on the internet. But if someone, I used to tell people like, oh, you should just stop in. It'll be so fun. But mm-hmm. it's really in the weeds.
Like that, yeah.
Got it. Like you have to like kind of be in the community to get right. something out of it.
Right. Yeah. Like they're not just like pointing at Wikipedia and being like, haha, list of fictional worms, like mm-hmm. stolen and missing moon rocks. It's more just like arguing about policies and using a lot of arcane
right.
acronyms.
So was it like 8 no a.m. presentation, like orchestras. why you shouldn't like right. edit, blah blah blah.
Yeah, or like here's how Croatian Wikipedia went to shit and why the Wikimedia Foundation had to step in and stop this rogue admin, or like here's how Russia is inserting misinformation into Wikipedia.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened in Croatia?
Well, there was just this person or maybe a group of people should fact check this if they're listening at home, because I heard this story a long time ago,
and by the way that goes for everything that's said and that shall be said.
Okay, good. People just went pretty rogue. Like ideally on Wikipedia, like if people are insane then all the other people will be like, hey, you're being so crazy, you should not do that. But
and,
on Croatian,
and what happens, they report it to like a there's like a Wikipedia staff who's checking it, or
yeah,
what
is like the check
volunteer?
And balance of it?
So most of it is all volunteers. There's a bunch of volunteers that are just like peons basically, and then there's administrators who are a level above that,
mm-hmm.
and
they're still volunteers.
And then there are some volunteers that are on a thing called the arbitration committee, which is kind of similar to the Supreme Court. That's what it always gets compared to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically Croatian Wikipedia had this problem because a few people, or maybe one person, they were all working in cahoots and they made all these fake accounts, just like a bazillion fake accounts. And so when they had insane ideas, a few sane people would be like, yo, you should not do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then randomly like 500 people would chip in and be like, hello, actually this is a great idea.
They were like colluding to just be like, let's be crazy.
Yeah, the system kind of broke.
Did they have like a political goal?
I'm sure they did. I just don't know what it was.
Right. Kookiness.
Right. They're like, they wanted to be zany. And in that case,
so when people are like, oh my God, someone changed like this politician's Wikipedia to say like they like are like farting or whatever. That's like someone did that. And then it's like up for like a little bit of time. And then everyone else is like flagging, that's not true. And the administrator's like, okay, take it down. Like,
or just like a random person will just, you don't have to have any power to take that down. So usually that stuff gets removed within the minute.
Sometimes,
well, because it's also bots that can detect when you're probably a vandal. Like, if you're, for example, if you've never made any edits before, if you did not go through the process of confirming your email, and also your edit contains the word, like, poopy, the odds that it's vandalism are just so astronomical.
It's actually 99%.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Someone's like, I actually am like this in this case. Like, I know it seems like that, but like,
right.
This is my first time I had to add, like, there was a poopy related thing. And so,
right, there's like some information about poopy that I need to get across, and I don't have time to confirm my email. Like, I exactly. it's just like need to
it's
get
urgent.
It out
people
there.
Need to know. And yeah. The bot in this case got it wrong.
Right. And it's like, he poopied.
Right.
And I actually need to get that out there. Wow, that's so crazy. So are you editing?
Oh, I'm in there all
you're
day.
You're always doing it. What kind of stuff are you adding?
I've written recent articles about, well, okay. You guys are both in the comedy world. Mm-hmm. Whenever someone gets added to the SNL cast, I'll just quick make their article.
You do?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's cute.
That's so nice. So how does it, is it like first come, first dibs?
Yeah.
Like you, if pretty you're just much. The first person to it, right. You get to do
you're
it.
You're like Michael Longfellow doesn't have a Wikipedia article yet.
And I'll be like, all right, let me just whip that one up.
Right. Whoa. That's and you're so like, he's sweet. From Arizona.
Right.
In this case.
He is?
Yes.
I don't know him.
I don't know. Yeah,
he's one of the new guys.
So you did Chloe Trost.
Yeah. She's from Hohokus, New Jersey.
Ay, ay, ay.
I typed that out and I was like, this can't be real.
That's crazy.
I
knew she's from Jersey, that? But I didn't know that.
Just it on was some in
article. Wikipedia.
Right. Yeah, it was, exactly. Well, it was in some source.
Mm. Right. Right. You just have to source it.
Yeah, I think it was in like Variety or Vulture or something.
Mm. Right.
Did you guys have that thing in high school where teachers were like, look, like do this assignment, and then they would like, maybe this was like a wise old wives tale,
mm-hmm.
but I think this happened at like high school, that the teacher was like, do this assignment and like don't use Wikipedia. It's like not a real source. And then they change something on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have that like information in your thing, they were like, you're caught.
Yeah. That never happened to me, but I've heard of
you
that.
You heard about that. So what's with these people?
Well, always like I would go, what?
What's going on over there?
Oh, I'm picking a callus.
Oh.
And I'm embarrassed.
I'm
but
sorry,
I'm gonna get
I brought
it
up.
I remember I would always use Wikipedia for my sources, but then I would just go to their sources.
That's totally.
Yeah. I'm like, and also sometimes it's like, okay, like, you know, Wikipedia, like, oh, this is not a valid website. And then you go to like any other website that has like a .edu and you're like, sure, I can use this one. But it's like, there's actually, it actually feels like a way less robust system of checking it and verifying it.
I never understood checking sources. Ever. I was always handing in like the most like whacked out wrong citation page that was just like, honestly, like if you want to get into this, like I'll get out of this college. Like if you want to go through this thing and like find
right
and like try and figure out where the sources are from, like we'll both be done.
Especially because they're so serious. They're like right. If you are academically dishonest, like you are toast in a second.
Yeah.
In like colleges. I remember this one girl whose dad was a really big donor, and she was like an oil heiress in my college. I wonder
love.
If I can tell this story, but I can and I will, and I'm going to.
Okay.
And she.
Yeah, the fact that there's like this, the like, that there's like a feminine word for heir is so funny. Like, yeah. She's an heiress.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It's
like,
so.
It comes
like,
in like the female form too. Yeah,
yeah.
That's so
there
funny.
Are a few female forms that absolutely make me lose it. Like, also, okay, comedienne.
Yeah,
yeah, comedienne
so
is really strong.
It's so funny to
heiress,
me.
Heiress, comedienne, chefstress. That's for chef.
Right, for
is
chef.
Is that really?
No.
You're just Josh.
Just kind of thinking.
You were just being so zany.
There's waitress.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you have a male person who gives massages, it's a masseur.
Right.
And wow.
And that's hilarious.
Because masseuse is a girl?
I think so, yeah.
My God.
Huh.
Right.
Huh. All right. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This girl. Oil heiress. I think she was a geology major. In her freshman or sophomore year, she was taking like intro to geology and had to write a paper on quartz. And apparently in the paper copied and pasted the Wikipedia article for quartz and put it in without
with hyperlinks
including no. hyperlinks including like little blue like
no
and they were like so babe like the subject lines
you're
are
not.
Here
right
and they like her dad was a really big donor to the school and so they were like intervened and
that's so crazy like it's Yale
right exactly
like bro
right
like
you gotta be a little bit smarter because by the way like everybody cheats all the time. And the things that, like academia often selects for is, like, being able to cheat, like, wisely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's, like, yeah, like, copy and paste it. You just need to be able to, like, put it in the right shape of an essay and then, like, change the words up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
Kind of, honestly.
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. It's like cheating is pretty normal, but usually you have to do it like in a way that's a little smarter than that. Mm-hmm. That's why it's like, bro, like you left in the hyperlinks. Like mm-hmm. you didn't like unify the font, the formatting a little bit.
That little T.
Right, exactly.
T with the arrow through it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know about that.
I've never done that.
No.
Someday. Maybe
one day. In an email, you never did that?
Wait, what I do don't you mean, know actually? What that I think I know what
guys, T with an arrow? In an email, uh-huh. you can highlight everything, and uh-huh. then there's a little button that's like a T with an arrow through it, and it just makes it...
Oh, like...
it makes it normal.
Yeah.
Standard formatting. Oh. Yeah. That's cool.
You did that.
I've done that.
Oh, I was about to be like, I'm literally the smartest person ever.
Well,
I've never clicked that one.
You're gonna.
But I do Command-Shift-V.
Yeah, that's what
is
I do.
Is that paste?
It's paste, but... stripped of all the formatting, so if shit is like really big or if it's a yellow color and yeah. you want it just to be normal,
yeah.
Command Shift V.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
that
I love Command keyboard v. shortcuts.
It's like Command V, but with a shift.
With a shift, literally.
You got it.
No, it's very close to Command V. There's an important difference, though.
Kind of like a cool cousin,
right? Who's like, I've been around the block. Right. You're gonna want this to look regular,
right?
Literally.
I learned a new keyboard shortcut recently.
What?
Can't remember. I think it's like going between tabs. Shift Alt Tab, maybe?
Shift
Alt something. I feel like my boyfriend is always doing that.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a classic boyfriend.
Always going between tabs.
Oh, and I've been a boyfriend, so I know about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
That's in your capacity as a boyfriend. They're like, and here's the keyboard shortcuts.
Right.
That you're going to have to know.
They're like standing there mouth agape when you don't do like commands. T or whatever, Command Shift T to right. reopen your closed tab.
Yeah, that's definitely do that one.
It's so
when
like,
I went into history for the first time, he was like, Annie, what are you doing?
Sometimes like watching someone else operate a computer is like grounds for murder.
No, it's
like,
crazy.
The
it's
way
crazy.
Someone else will like I remember like watching someone like in computer class mm-hmm. in like elementary school like mm-hmm. type something and like mess up a letter and like erase everything uh-huh. and then start retyping like from that word right. and being like you have to move over like you're not in charge anymore no
what I was doing something where someone recently was like the way you use I use a bunch of different desktops like the Apple whatever like I have like different desktops and so I like switch between them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I never mm-hmm. do that. It's always only like a mistake that I end up in one and I'm like, why is like Netflix playing here?
Right,
like,
right, exactly. But I do that and I theory it's like okay, so I can have I don't want it all in one place.
Right.
Because I don't want it's like, oh, I have like Google and this word processing and this other set of tabs for this other purpose and like whatever, like mm-hmm. all of it. But I actually think it makes it maybe more confusing. And I was doing it in front of someone, and they were like, this is unbelievable and stressful, and you shouldn't be living your life this way. And I'm open to that.
Totally change. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
You get stuck in habits in computing.
Oh, and then sometimes when you are forced to switch it up,
mm-hmm.
it changes the way you see the whole world. Yeah. I got when I was in Thailand, I dropped my laptop. And it didn't work. And so I just got the cheapest computer I could find. And it was from a place called the Banana Store, not the Apple Store. And I just expected it to not work because I got the cheapest one. And I think it was the equivalent of like $200. And I had to give a presentation because this was right before Wikimania.
Uh-huh. What was your presentation?
Just about Wikipedia.
But at Wikimania?
Mm-hmm.
So didn't it have to have
just about like kooky stuff.
Oh, okay. Like funny finds?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
It was a little quiz for everyone.
Oh, that's cool.
In a fun
cool.
way.
Wait, that is fun.
Hopefully they had fun. Anyway, sure though, I bought did. The computer, and it was a Windows, and it was, like, it really did, there's some stuff that was so much better. Like, the screenshotting. You know how the screenshots is always disappearing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like, when you take a screenshot, like, the image you take disappears, or, like, say more. What do you mean disappearing?
Okay, so I screenshot things a lot. It's mm-hmm. so fun to do that. And when you're doing it on your computer, if it's Apple... At least if yours
it
is goes, like mine.
It hovers in the bottom.
It goes in the corner for oh, like yeah. 4 seconds and then it's gone forever.
Literally.
It's on your desktop, but basically
no, but desktops
gone.
Are so chaotic and crazy you could never find
it's
anything.
It's true, and they're
right.
like also going into a random place and you're doing this stupid little hunt.
Yeah.
Right, and you're just like, where did it go? And then I did this on the Windows computer from Thailand
mm-hmm.
and it automatically copied. If you took a screenshot, it would go in the corner for a little bit, But you didn't even have to worry about like
quick the next time you paste
it, because it was just already in your copy to your clipboard.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Oh, that's way nicer.
Whoa.
Wait, I want to talk about this more. Okay. This is a thing I've learned or heard recently. There was an article about it that was like, when we were growing up, or when I was growing up doing like computing, it was all about like files and organizing files and like nested file systems. And that's how you'd save stuff. You'd be like, here's my work file. Within that is like my three different jobs or areas. And then within that, there's like, you know, so nested files. And apparently now, because like search is more advanced and like kind of robust, younger people don't use filing systems. They just have like kind of everything in a pile. And then instead, like they have more like robust naming practices and then search it more. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
So I'm hoping thought you really else. Had it until the
I
end.
I read the article. Like, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
I'm in good hands.
So what do they do instead? Maybe you can pick up there.
Yeah,
it was
just like, the idea was just like, yeah, if you have photos, like, you'll just, like, they're going to be on your photo, like, as JPEGs, and so you can sort your files by, like, oh, look at all the JPEGs, and, like, sort by date, and then you'll find what you need. Instead of, like, clicking into the folders of, like, this is my photos folder, this is my folder for photos from 2012, this is my folder for photos at the...
These are, like, ones of me at, like, vacation photos, family photos, you know what I mean?
Driving the Wienermobile.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, I read the article, and I just remember being like, okay, whatever, like, yes, classic, because I am one of them. I don't file.
Yeah. I really did grow up filing. I grew up as a filer. Mm-hmm. But it's like I don't kind of keep it up anymore. I don't really. And so it's like I have this vestigial kind of file system on my computer. And then like, but I don't know. It stresses me out a little bit. Shoot. Organization. It's hard.
You were like actually like born to war with files. Like you have a great war within you.
Well, it's like I have this combination of traits where like I really care about organization and it really stresses me out when things are disorganized and I'm not good at organizing at all.
Remember when you volunteered to do my taxes this year?
Yes, and I will still. I know
really?
How to do them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like, it's actually really easy.
Okay.
I'll do it like in a second.
Right.
I will do it in an afternoon.
I was like, the only thing I need is your forms. And I was like, well, let's start there. What?
Which ones? Which forms? You'll be getting emails.
From you?
Well, the way we're going to do our taxes is actually Natalie's my employee for the podcast.
Right.
It's just how it's going to make sense.
By the way, I want a raise.
Shoot. You basically, if you want to negotiate with me, you'll win. I'm pretty easy.
Right.
So careful.
Okay.
But I'm going to do Natalie's taxes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think that maybe, honestly, we shouldn't mix business and pleasure.
No.
It's a little late on that.
Let me just do your taxes.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
do you have an accountant? Never mind. Charlie has an accountant.
Yeah.
But he's going to take what he learned from his accountant and do it on me.
I'm also not sure that
I actually need it.
I kind of have been doing my taxes for years on my own. It's
really?
Pretty easy, yeah.
But business taxes are different.
Yeah, that's why I got an accountant.
Oh my God, I have a business card.
Really?
A card? So insane. I get like so many points from this.
Oh, like a card.
Wow. Wait, what's your like company too, name?
Actually. Oh my God,
you should make an LLC
name? Was like,
show them your card.
4611. Well, my boyfriend is really into doing this sort of thing. And so he just was like, oh, if you ever, because for the book, occasionally I have to, I don't know, do things. And so he was like, oh my God, Annie, you need a business card. And so then I got one. And it's incredible how many things can be business expenses.
Yeah. Right.
For example, if you do performances, you can just count your haircuts as a business expense.
Yeah.
Or your clothes.
Yeah, you can play actually really fast and loose with it.
And there's a list of things from the government, and it changed my life. When I get coffee in the morning and then I drink it while I'm working, I'm like, okay, business expense.
Yeah.
Wait, so then how does that help you? Then you get a tax write-off?
Because basically it's like if your income is like $40,000, right? And you don't do any expenses, then they're going to be like, we're going to tax that $40,000. But if you can say like, well,
I spent $10,000
of that on things that I needed for my business.
They're
like
going to tax $30,000.
They'll tax $30,000.
So then you got it. So you're just like lowering the number that they're going to tax you on. So you're ultimately just like lowering the number of taxes you're going to pay.
Right.
Guys,
what
fabulous explaining.
Yeah.
I never got that before.
Oh, I'm so glad.
What else can you teach me?
I'm wanting to talk about computing more, actually.
Oh, I'm wanting to hear a little bit more about Wiki. What's it called?
Wikimania.
Wikimania.
Oh, Wikimania is good.
Is there a little like romance? I kind of just started mine.
All right.
Yeah. I bet we'll get back to computing. Do you think there's a lot of like effing and rolling around in the hay at Wikimania?
Okay, so I wanted so badly for it to be just be like a sex party.
Mm-hmm.
And totally. there is definitely some of it that
right.
happens.
I mean, everywhere.
But people are kind of quiet about it. There are definitely kind of a lot of couples that have met and gotten married after meeting because of Wikipedia.
Wow, as editors?
Yeah, it's really sweet.
That's really cool.
This person will not be watching, but I'm still going to anonymize this a lot. I met somebody who had met their first partner through Wikipedia, and then they had a horrible divorce when that partner left this guy for this person that was like very active on the Internet Archive.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Sorry. Actually, I don't think I told that story well.
Wait, hold on.
I don't think I did a good job on that one.
I bet you did. Wait, so it's like double internet drama. They met on Wikipedia editing and then left her for what's Internet Archive?
It's just this like website that like preserves old websites, but also it has random just documents, kind of like a library. So if you find some like rare books or whatever, you can upload them. And there are people that just make that their life. Like if they have free time, they go to the library, find old books, and then upload them to the Internet Archive.
Whoa. And it's just like for the good of man.
Just so that we have a record of them.
Yeah. Can we talk about like why, like what are the motivating factors you feel that bring people to be editors on Wikipedia? Like, are people in it for the love of information? Is it like a subject they're passionate about they stick to? You know what I mean?
Usually the initial spark for people is when they see something on Wikipedia that's a little bit wrong and they're just so upset and they're like, this must be fixed immediately. And then some people keep going, and usually it's just the mission of free information and the idea that all knowledge should be accessible.
Mm.
But also, I mean, I think an underrated thing is that if you're like this just kind of, I don't know, internet info zealot, and you are really into correcting people and you just care so much about truth that you're gonna like devote your whole free time.
Mm-hmm.
Like often it's like people that are like a little nerdy and like probably kind of smart, and when they find other people like them, then they like, I don't know,
it's
have
huge.
A cute little moment.
Community totally. Through like
cute little moment.
And they'll even like get married.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of, I don't know, just a lot of like boys and guys.
Is it mostly guys?
It's like almost all guys.
No way.
Shoot.
Are you serious? So is there like a Women of Wikipedia kind of like subgroup?
Yeah, they really try. It's probably like 85% male.
Whoa.
But the girls are there.
I bet.
There's some.
It's interesting because maybe this isn't right, but it's like, I feel like librarian is a job that skews female, at least in like the cultural imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like kind of adjacent, right? Like it doesn't feel like it's
science.
One where it's like, oh, even stereotypically like, oh, well that skill set like really maps with like, mm-hmm. you know, the male psyche or whatever. It's like,
right. But I feel like librarian has more of like a social service bend,
right.
Which I think is like, those fields are like more women,
right?
Like you're like in the community helping people,
right. You're helping the person find their reference,
yeah, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or like interpersonal. Your sister's a librarian.
Well, wow. She was.
She was.
She got a new job, but she went
really?
To school for it, and she was one for a little while.
What's her new job? Well,
she works for an organization that makes programming for elderly people.
Oh.
Hmm.
Like
maybe
what type
you
of
would like to do
what type
a
video
of
for them? Like all kind of like little like Zoom lectures and talks and things like that, lessons and so on.
Like what are they learning about?
I think like all different kinds of things, and I actually don't remember and can't know. But they just unionized.
Really?
Yeah.
Her job. The old
wow.
people.
The old people. Yeah. They said no more effing programs.
Stop. We're bored.
Leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah. Should we do our list, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about this. That. Okay, so we're going to just hand them all to one another.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
You give yours to me or Charlie.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's mine. And I'll take that. Thank you very much. All right.
Do we want to start with one of ours to show how it's done?
Yes. Okay. I'll start with one of yours, Charlie.
Yeah. Two words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they, how do they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And they it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's kind of like, ew, why did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind
you have to. But then with, you need it to be able to have a conversation.
It actually shows if I was like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA plus prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like on,
people do talk,
people
about
like to talk about their early gay feelings. Mm-hmm. So I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa. And you were like,
but I'm looking for what that movie was. Okay. It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Roman Empire lost to time.
Okay. Whee. This is the thing. Wait, let me see if I can. Okay. I think this is actually like a second example of an idea I've done prior. Mm-hmm. But it always interests me, like the process by which you see like a phrase or an idea and you like were actually there for the genesis of it.
Oh, like on Fleek.
Yes, exactly. And then like people use it enough and it becomes just like a general thing. And like you can kind of see actually the you can see, like, the origin kind of get forgotten, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, wait, got it. And so okay, my idea was, like,
peaked.
Like, I'm now seeing people say, like, this is my Roman Empire. This is my Roman Empire. And what they mean is, like, they're referencing kind of, like, a meme that went around a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. which was, like, men, apparently, it's a thing that all men think about the Roman Empire all the time, right? Like,
yeah.
Men are really, like, they're so obsessed with it. So people, when people say, like, this is my Roman Empire, what they mean is, like, this is something that I can't stop thinking about. Mm-hmm. Right, and it'll be like two people in a like, oh, how like Laura Dern dated Nick Cage. I don't know if that's true, but like that kind of thing.
It's true enough,
right? Story. There's a story truth.
There's
to
a kernel of truth,
right? So I'm like, I'm just like hypothesizing, like, what if there's a world where like that becomes like a phrase, meaning like, oh, that's his Roman Empire, like the thing he thinks about all the time, and like,
and it's like
20 years in the future, people are like, why does that mean that? It's totally. Like, I was like, okay, is that like the bee's knees? You know what I mean? Where it's like, why does the bee's knees mean like good?
Really good.
Like who can?
Oh,
you know what I mean? So I'm just noting like
it's a fun little thought.
I'm seeing the transition from something that actually like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the phrase, oh, back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all know what it means. That just was the caption of a single New Yorker cartoon.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure it was just like an architect whose plans got messed up. And so then the caption was back to the drawing board.
Are you serious?
And now people say that.
Now it's like, it's
everyone.
Like everyone.
That's
everyone's
like one third of the things that are said is back to the drawing board.
It's literally like in the official dictionary of life.
Right.
Wow, that's so crazy because it's like, is that person like getting like any money?
No.
And probably not they're dead.
It's all about money, but like,
right.
That's cool.
If only you could get paid for coining stuff.
Right.
Coining phrases.
Right.
Like, okay, another thing is, you know that thing on TikTok where it's like, oh, crazy girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy. There's just a random girl that coined that. Did you see the original TikTok ever?
No.
No, I don't think I did.
It was just this extremely normal woman with not that many followers at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I just stumbled upon a TikTok that was interesting that had barely any views. And I clicked on her profile and I was like, oh my goodness, you gave crazy girl to the world.
Right.
Whoa. People say that in the real world.
In TikTok, it really happens like that. And it particularly, like, you can make a sound and it's like, it does not make a difference on like how many videos.
But then for us, yeah, the ones who know where it started, we're like, wait, I know the origin of
it. Yeah.
Wait, I had a friend who, okay, if you know this video, then you'll be like, oh my God. But if you don't, like, no problem.
God, do you know the video? Oh my God.
What? I know, I really. Do you know the video of it's like a girl sleeping and someone pours water on her and she kind of wakes up and goes, hello?
Yeah.
I know someone who was there.
Whoa.
And guess what?
What?
It's not her saying hello. It's someone else. And it just looks like it.
So, whoa. Uh-huh. How is it not her saying hello?
If you rewatch the video, it's like her mouth is kind of opening and it's possible that she's like, hello, but it's not. Because I know someone who was there. And he was like,
wow.
It's not her.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool? Crazy because
I'm like, I don't believe him. I'm sure it's true.
Right.
But I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Do you know that Reddit story that goes around in like all those like roundup of best Reddit moments? Mm-hmm. And it's this person posted and they were like, wow, I'm going crazy. I'm finding all these sticky notes that are in my handwriting, but I didn't write them. And then people in the comments are like, oh my goodness, you have carbon monoxide poisoning?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
So basically this guy was going crazy in his Reddit post. And in the comments, people were like, you should go to a doctor. You have carbon monoxide poisoning.
Because he was like writing notes and forgetting that he did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa. I met the guy who made that viral post. And he was a freshman, and he just did it as a creative writing exercise. It is a lie.
Everything is a lie.
It's so often like that.
Right.
It's like, that's crazy. It's like, no, someone came up with it.
Right.
Actually. Crap. Oh,
shit.
It's a lie.
Oh, my God. It's like that feeling of when you're telling someone, like, this crazy story. They're like, do you think that's true? And you're like, oh, like, probably not.
No,
like, I honestly believed it, but now it's definitely not true. Right. Like, shit.
Right.
Only some stuff is true.
Oh, I wanted to put an idea, but I forgot to put it. But I want to change one of my ideas to be related to this.
By the way, I want to say something. I'm sorry. Did you have something or you couldn't remember what you wanted to say?
Don't worry about it.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
So the Roman Empire thing, I also think like I feel like people aren't talking enough about the like reporting bias that like.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like. Maybe this is the whole point of it, but it's like, I'm just like, men are not thinking about the Roman Empire. It's like, they want to be saying that they're thinking about the Roman Empire.
Because it's kind of a cool-ish thing to be thinking about all the time.
I don't know, it's like slightly intellectual masculine and whatever. Right. I'm just like, that just feels like you need to like, you know, when you like ask people like, how often do you like do something nice? And then you have to like, when psychologists like for their stuff, they have to be like, okay, so they're going to over-report this much.
Right. You have to like do recalibration.
Maybe they do. Well, maybe they do.
Certainly not everybody. Think about the Roman Empire? No, not like that.
Right.
But I think about lots of different stuff.
Me too.
But actually, it's like, oh, what do I think about? It's like my normal quotidian worries. Like
right.
The problems that are arising in my life.
Totally.
I wish, actually, like, I would love to be kind of in a place where I'm like, really like
remembering the empire,
like I'm
the
thinking about, I'm like, huh, like
aqueducts.
All right, exactly. That sounds amazing. I am if I'm reading about it. But then it's like the thinking is happening while I'm reading.
Right.
I'm reading this book right now about the Sackler family, who kind of, they were like the people who developed OxyContin.
I know about that.
The big book by Patrick Radden O'Keefe
Patrick Radden O'Keefe. Yeah.
It's so long.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
That's a honker.
Yeah, it is a honker.
That's a honker.
It seriously is, but it's...
That's so funny. It's so like boobs to me. Honk honk.
Yeah,
but it's like this big ass like book about the Sacklers.
Yeah. But it's pretty like, it's fun because it's like all stories about them, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't have the vibe of like, oh, this is so dry. And actually my friend's boyfriend was in it, because it
as a what
George Tavares' boyfriend is in it. George Tavares was like a he was like a reporter. He's like a fashion. He used to be like a fashion
Sackler.
Right. He inherited a bunch of money. From
I don't remember how he's involved. His name is like Josh Sackler. Right. And
no, he like it actually is funny. Like one of the Sacklers, or like the wife of one of the Sacklers, is like a has started like a line, a fashion line. And he reviewed the collection and was talking a lot about her and how it's like she made all this money from opioids, right? And it's like she's like this opioid heiress.
Yeah.
Talking about an heiress.
Heiress.
And she was like really upset about it. She was like, you should not talk about like my family. Like that doesn't have to do with the work, whatever. And he's quoted in the book as saying like, honestly, if I was talking about the work, it would have been a lot harsher. I was like, got her.
That's so funny. That's so, love that little kind of mean like thing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And not mean, actually.
Right. Totally just.
Are we back?
Yep, we're recording.
Okay. I had to take a bathroom. Wait, that's not what happened. I got Advil.
You should be honest with them.
I know. I got Advil for my cramps. You know.
Actually, sorry, I don't know why. Yeah.
No, you're right. Here's the thing.
I'm like shaming you.
No, you're not. My cramps are so bad in the morning. And I, like, Advil, I feel like, works so much faster than, like, Tylenol. Advil, like, you know, if you take it on an empty stomach, like, it can, like...
bubble up.
Yeah. And it's especially bad for me when I'm in my period because I'm so nauseous. And then if I take the Advil on an empty stomach, it, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday morning, I woke up at, like, 6 a.m. and I was like, I need Advil. And was like, but I can't, like, I know I'm going to get so nauseous. So I add a pudding cup. At that hour.
Right.
And by the way, like, it's the perfect breakfast.
Yum.
Pudding.
Chocolate pudding.
Yum.
It was actually a tricolor. Oh. Like, three I'm different like, shades of brown. I'm like, you have to be honest. It was. Like, it was tricolor.
Yeah.
I think on a technical, I mean, it was three shades.
Right. Three shades.
But it was very sustaining, and it was very delicious, and it felt, you know... Everyone has a different blood sugar index, and I'm not sure what that means, but just to the point that some things just really hit your body right.
Yeah.
And not for other people. And for me, chocolate pudding in the morning is something that doesn't cause a spike and is very
your body handles
accepted
that well.
By my body.
I was just,
whereas like an acai bulk put me in a coma. Go ahead.
I was saying like at a show yesterday, I don't remember why this came up, but I was talking about how like if I have, like, a grain bowl for lunch, that will make my stomach so upset. And really the main thing that can, like, settle my stomach is, like, pizza.
Literally.
Like, that's just, like, the thing that, like, my body's, like, we want it. Like,
I'm like, who are you? Who else is going to know what your body wants but you?
Right. I'm like, I actually, it's one of the first times where I was like, let me trust my body. Like, I really
literally.
Do
literally. I couldn't agree with you more.
Should we do the next idea?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to do Annie's.
Yay.
Okay. This is my first time doing an idea.
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
Or ever.
Maybe. Maybe ever.
Who is the kid who transferred out of your school in like fourth grade who might be imaginary? Right.
I'm so glad that this resonated.
It's so true because it's like. There's the kids who made a big impact, you know what I mean? Like, the legend at the school who, like, set the trash can on fire or whatever, and then they left because, like, of behavioral problems.
Right.
And you know that that kid was real.
Right.
But then there's the kid who's, like, no one spoke about. Right. Like, and no one, like...
Like, do you guys remember David? And people are like, not really.
Wait, should we say their names? Their names just, like, sound fake. Daniel Draving. He moved to North Carolina, and no one ever heard from him again.
Wait, that's so crazy. Like, yeah, you really do become a ghost. Funny. Like, you have no contact. Because at that age, you don't have any way to, like, maintain contact. There's no, like, structure for it. So it's just, like, see you never.
Totally.
Literally, like, never see you again.
And, like, were you there?
And were you there? Were you real?
Also, it's very eerie to be, like, I'm that kid for some people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you, like, went to, like, a camp or like there was like an after school program I did and then like stopped going.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all those kids like kept going, grew up together, like are still friends or like each other's bridesmaids.
And they're like, whatever happened to
you? Yeah. And it's like, who is that? Like freak or whatever.
Oh my God. I actually just ran into this girl that I really like in elementary school who's a year above me in elementary school.
Right. Which is like a lifetime away.
Right. It's like
it's amazing that you even knew each other's faces.
Right. And she was like, oh my God, my company's going to reach out to you. I was like, what? She was like, yeah, we're doing some brand thing. We're going to reach out. And then we ran into each other in the street. And I was like, okay. And then never heard from never her heard again. Her.
It's exactly. By the way, you don't need to say your company's going to reach out.
Exactly. No, but I did respect it as a way to because sometimes with those, you're like, I'm not going to be like, well, let's hang out. It's like, you do want to kind of suggest the idea that it's like, don't worry, this is not goodbye forever. Right. It's like, my company's going to reach out. So
company's going to reach out.
She just makes that up.
Right, exactly.
She has no company.
You haven't discussed her company at all.
Right.
Or where she works. She's just like, oh, that's just so good to see you.
I'm like, should I try to do that with people where I'm like, don't know how to get out of a conversation? Like, I'm at a party and I'm like kind of bored in a conversation. I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm going to go, but my... someone's going to reach out to you. Yeah. I can't say why.
I'm going to have, look out for an email from someone named Samantha.
Daniel Draving.
Yeah, exactly.
Daniel Draving shall be calling.
Right.
I really hope he's listening to this.
Oh my God.
It could happen. And Daniel, if you are.
Daniel, if you are.
Please.
Right.
Write in.
How real were you?
There was this girl who
had a whole life.
He certainly has.
He has a whole life?
He must.
He was really good friends with this guy named Javon.
Aww.
I just...
Do you Javon, think if you're listening,
write in.
I haven't forgotten you.
Javon, write in. Daniel, write in.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our best to connect you.
Right.
There was a girl in my first grade who I remember so clearly. A dentist came into school, or like a mom who was a dentist. Mm-hmm. Like something to be like, we're talking about teeth. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what are ways you can take care of your teeth? And I remember this girl. I don't want to say her name because I kind of feel like she might listen or something.
Right, it's
like actually not the best story for her. But I remember this girl raising her hand and being like, you can scrape your teeth to get the gunk off. Mm-hmm. And the dentist was like, well, no, we don't really scrape. Like, you can brush your teeth, you can rinse or whatever. Yeah. And then she raised her hand again and she was like, I scrape. Like, what about scraping?
Right.
I don't remember exactly what she said, but I know she brought it up twice.
Right.
And twice the dentist was like, not really scraping. Not really scraping, actually.
Right.
Being like, she needs to stop saying that. Obviously, though, I knew what she was talking about.
Right.
You know.
And it's like, that's not so far away from brushing, by the way.
Totally. When you go to the dentist, they sure as hell scrape.
Right. So it's like,
why do they get to be the only scrapers?
Yeah, exactly. I want to scrape. Right. It's my teeth. Let me scrape at them.
Right.
You know, it's like the thing of... when you're teaching in any context and someone just gives a fully wrong answer, it's like, I actually still in all my years of having to kind of lead classes or whatever, it's like, I never quite know what to say.
I know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, I need to look up, what do you do when someone gets an answer wrong?
Right.
Cause you can't be too, you can't be oh, thanks for trying. Good right. guess. If it's not a good guess, you can't right. say that.
I feel like I remember... So, sorry.
No.
I feel like I remember teachers being like, and what? Who then? Who is that? And then someone says something, they're like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that tone.
It's just kind of
Or you could do what do other people think about that? Would that make sense here?
Right.
It's different for different stuff. What?
You're tutoring one-on-one.
Right.
No.
Right.
Anyone else?
Well, that's where it comes up and is kind of hard because they're like, oh, so it's B. And I'm like, can you take that one again, maybe, and see? Because right. I don't think it is B, actually. Where I should just be like, that's not right. And I respect
right.
you still.
Yeah.
And you, just because it isn't right doesn't mean you won't have a full life.
Right. But here today, you were wrong.
What do you guys think about if someone says a completely wrong answer? Mm-hmm. Who's the president? I don't know.
Daniel Dreyfus.
I'd be like, that's not it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that casual?
I feel like as true and direct as possible
is
the least offensive.
Mm-hmm. No.
When you dance around the wrong answer, it's like, or the fact that it's wrong, it's like.
Right. Often ways of protecting people's feelings come off as condescending.
Totally. Yeah.
They sure do.
I don't think so.
Is it? No. No, it's not.
Right.
I'm so glad that you answered. Yeah. But. Right.
Totally. And the truth is, you are grateful
wrong.
For
it. That's minus 200.
Right.
I think that's it. I think that's
you need a buzzer.
Do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally.
I definitely had teachers who had that attitude as well. Who were and they were kind of gruff in a playful way.
It's so goofy.
Right, exactly. It's kind of goofy.
I think it's good to be a gruff teacher if you can.
Yeah, if you can swing it.
Because then when you're sweet, like if you're gruff but not mean, I feel like kids will love you.
Yes, totally.
You're like, no. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
Then if you're, because it's like you don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, totally.
Okay. Period. All right, Annie, will you read mine, please?
Absolutely. Yay. Long story.
This is just like when someone's like, well, do you want the long story? And it's like, what? Like, can I say no? Like, I feel like people kind of have this whole thing with like acting like it's you get to choose the long version or the short version. The long version or
the short version.
Yeah. Or they're like, the short version is, and then it's like you're kind of, I feel like, in polite culture supposed to be like, no, really tell me. But sometimes the short version is like just about right. And when you give a go ahead for the long version, it's kind of like, you know, everything should always be as short as possible.
Right. Well, it's like, and say short because it's like you're going to want to go long. Anyway, you'll take it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like the short's not short.
Well, this is, it also gets at the phenomenon where like we've talked about before, where like when you especially are going through something and it's been recent, right? That like,
you don't know. You can't, you don't have a short version.
You don't
version.
Actually know what like the, so you kind of want to be like, do your best because it's like you are going to be throwing in a lot of extraneous details here that are not going to be so germane.
Right. This is the thing of like, okay, so right after something happens, like a breakup and someone's like, what happened? And you're like, okay, so I went over there at 9 and we were hungry because we hadn't eaten yet. So we were like, okay, let's just go get something. And then on the way there, we ran into someone who had the same shoes as my boyfriend. And it's like,
none
you can't tell, like, you don't know what happened. So it's like, you can't leave out any detail because you're like, I don't understand what led to what what, like, whatever.
So you're just throwing in every single.
And then the farther away you get from it, like, in 10 years, you're like, yeah, he hated me.
Right.
Because I was short.
Right.
Something I've noticed people doing once in a blue moon that I find endearing, I think, is that they're like, all right, here's the 30-second version, and then they like time themselves.
Oh,
I never saw that.
Do you not like that, or do you like
I like
it?
Because I that.
Started well, wearing a watch and sometimes I mean, in conversations sometimes you can tell that you might be that person and you desperately don't want to be that.
Yeah.
So sometimes if it's something that I know I could ramble,
right,
I'll just time in.
That's very like exciting. Like, I feel like that would really draw someone in.
Right. And also, it's like, it's a fun game element to
totally.
It. Right.
And it's kind of like, what people really want to just be held and be like, I know that this is going to end one day. And so, like,
and
30
fun
seconds,
actually to be like, okay, time me. I'm going to do it in a minute.
Yeah, right.
We started dating in 2012.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Right. It's like, okay, so the car turned left, but I feel like it wanted to go right, and the timer goes off, and you're like, shit.
I blew it.
You haven't said, like, anything.
Right. No, that's interesting. Long story.
Yeah, whatever. Let's do Charlie's.
Okay.
That rug era.
So this is the thing of how, like, there's so many different ways to slice up your life. And, like, you know, sometimes you encounter something where you're like, oh, yeah, like, that was when I was doing my laundry at that place. And then you're like, but that actually is like kind of a, it's like, that's like a 3-year time span. And it's like, maybe you still live in the same house. You now just go to a different place to do your laundry for some reason that closed it. But it's like, you're kind of like, oh, that must have been 2019 because that's when I was doing the laundry at this place. Or you're just like, that was just a small little pattern of my life. Like where, oh yeah, like when I had to, and I was thinking about it with a rug because it's like I changed rugs in my living room. Like,
it's a huge backdrop to your life.
Right.
Like, it'll change the tenor of.
Right. It really happens with like furniture. And then also just like every week I was like my old rug, I like cleaned it in a different way. And it was like, oh yeah, like that every week I was doing this little activity. And it, in some ways it like carries over, but in other ways it's just like a small little thing I was doing every week. And I'm just not doing that anymore.
I thought you were going to say, reference the era where you were like, literally addicted to rugs.
Yes.
And like talking about rugs and like looking at rugs.
Yeah, I mean that too, right? That was an era.
And sure. That was like the time before you got that rug.
Right, then I got a rug and I was like, let's close the chapter
like,
on that.
I think I'm done like talking about the rugs.
Right, but you know, now I need a new rug.
Oh, shush.
But I can't get all the way back in. I'm like, I just have to let it come.
No, you can't get back in all the way.
I can't be doing that. That was crazy.
Where do you
it was
need like, a new rug?
My office.
Oh, crap.
Shoot. But you know what I mean with that? It's like, also, I just rearranged my office. So it's like, oh, this is a new, like, I had an era where my desk was here. And then now it's in that other place.
Wow.
It's so small.
I mean,
it's so so quotidian.
You know all the products that are branded in a really masculine way, like Dude Wipes and the, what's the one water company? You know, Liquid Death. Liquid Death.
Oh, yeah.
I think that if I had a man rug company, this could be a really bad idea, but we were just talking about rugs, and then when you were addicted to rugs, I just was like, oh, why isn't there a company called Dude Rugs? Because it's like Dude Rugs.
Oh, that's cool. Funny.
I just feel like there's some guys, and men
what
that
about,
would think
that. Rug addict.
Like, yeah. Drug
addict. You got to imagine that rug addict actually exists.
Totally. And it kind of doesn't sound like drug addict. It sounds like rug addict.
Yeah, it's also, rug it's addict. Like a kind of funny thing to be like playing a joke off.
I know,
of.
Like drug addict. It's
seriously,
like,
it's
Jesus
not okay
Christ.
What you said.
Yes.
That's
cool. I want more stuff for guys like that.
I am like if you're a
it's
guy.
It's just kind of funny.
If you're like a straight guy and you're not like artistic, you're like buying a rug, it's like, what do you do?
Like Amazon, Wayfair?
Right, it's like you're going to Wayfair and you're like, this is horrible.
Wait,
like,
but that's what I would do. But I am a guy like that in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
like I actually identify with the way when everyone's like, oh my God, like I hooked up with this guy, I didn't have a bed frame. I'm like, leave him alone. Like, I kind of feel like the ways that like straight guys are shitty and like unaesthetically pleasing.
It's actually so way. It's so much more about like functionality, I think, straight male design culture. You know, it's like
navy sheets are a perfect example.
Totally. Navy sheets, that's so classic.
My white sheets are so full of like just the most annoying little stains.
Yeah. I was just
totally
talking
it's
about
fine
this,
it's totally you got to do it.
I was thinking it's like I was stressed about it because I got white sheets and I was like, wait, but they're going to get stained with like sweat and more.
Come. Shit.
Right. And then I was like, wait, like this is what this is for.
Literally.
Like, it's actually so much better if I just let this happen and like not worry about it. And
I
then
know.
My life got
but you know,
easier.
Some, like honestly, like I have like beige like sheets and like the way that it is just like actually like smothered, dipped and dunked in period blood is like honestly like as forgiving as I want to be, it's just like I don't want to see it anymore, like, and it doesn't like, and it's like then you have to like be so active about like cleaning the stain and then it's like it's set and it's like it's blood, like, and then people are like, no, you can get blood out, you can get blood out, it's like not anymore,
right,
you know,
like that's from years and years ago,
like come on, like, and it's like, you know what, like this is cuckoo-riku, like
wait, that's
but why can't I have navy sheets again?
Smothered,
like,
dipped and dunked.
It is. It's, you know, those Oreos. They like have a bodegas like these Oreos that are dipped in chocolate, but they're called enrobed. And I don't know what language. Like, it's all like in English, but it must be like some other language.
Enrobed? No, I think that's marketing.
No, it has to be a translation. I'm telling you, these Oreos are dunked in chocolate and then it says enrobed.
I don't know. That might just be like, they're like, this is funny.
These can't be official Nabisco products.
I
don't
know.
This was made in someone's basement.
Literally. Maybe. In Europe. So, what?
I don't know.
So my sheets are enrobed.
Smothered, dipped, and dunked.
And the navy sheets are
home dyeing.
So what can you get, like what is the dark color sheets that's allowed?
You can do navy, by the way.
No, you can't.
I don't know. People online are so mean.
There's actually so much stuff that like, it's like you have to really think about, but actually only in the context of like trying to like attract a mate.
Yeah, but you have to keep them.
Right. But do you think your girlfriend's going to leave you because you got navy sheets? Be honest.
I don't know what's going to happen. Right. I got to stay on my toes.
Right. You should.
I mean, hopefully not.
Here's the thing. Okay. To balance it out, buy navy sheets. That's a demerit. Get her flowers.
I'm getting her flowers.
You're already getting her flowers?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing to get some
flowers.
There
is something at... Literally, like, how often have you guys, like, got someone flowers? Like, the first time I did it, I was like, this is so manly. Like, I actually can't handle this.
No. Like, it's literally, like, masculine. And you're also like, I'm sorry. I must be sorry for something. It's like, you just have to be because it's like, I'm showing
sorry.
Up with flowers.
I'm sorry.
In the rain, basically, it's like, take me
back. Right. And it's like you just feel like you're wearing like a stupid little like bow tie. Something about getting the, like I really had to like deal with my like homophobia when I like bought flowers for the first time in a romantic context, because I was like, I'm like a guy, like I'm like,
Yeah.
But then I was like, all right, maybe I'm just like a guy.
It actually is like I kind of love buying flowers because I love feeling masculine like that. I love being like, and listen, you're my woman,
right?
And I'm your man,
right?
And my boyfriends are like, no,
right?
I'm a man, and I'm like, in this case, but you're receiving
you're
flowers.
You're receiving my flowers.
Right. Make dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Right.
But I've actually received them, too. And it's amazing to feel like a beautiful princess.
Yeah, it is.
When I get flowers.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
Yeah. So I like getting them more than I like... I mean, I like giving them more than I like getting them, honestly. Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm getting someone flowers. But I can't talk about it right now.
What the hell?
It's private, actually. So can we not bring that up?
Actually? Definitely. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, totally.
Whose turn is it now?
Wait, but I want to talk more about it.
About what?
You getting navy sheets or something.
Oh, yeah. What other sheets can I get?
Sheets are kind of hard, actually.
By the way, the thing I'm about to eat is called a Built Puff.
Yeah.
And it's...
coconut.
Doesn't that look crazy?
Wait, you can get a pattern.
Oh, I see. Like squares? Or no?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, that would be kind of like.
Or should I get like flowers?
I think that could be kind of pretty.
Really?
I have a white set of sheets and a floral set.
You have what?
Ooh. I have a white set and a floral set.
That's
floral
cute. Set.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's nice.
What do you?
You know what?
Any?
That's a really good example of like an era, because I used to use the floral set all the time. Now I use the white set all the time.
Right.
Wow.
And so it's like I've actually only used the floral set when there's like a laundry kind of, you know, a need for it. And it's like, oh, there really was an era. Do you guys get how it's like the era thing is not about that like. Oh, and that corresponds with these other things in my life. It's just like, that just was like a tiny little piece of texture of my life, where it's like, just for a long time, I was using these sheets. Right. And every night I was sleeping on them. Doesn't mean anything, but like, just as a little piece of like what your life is like.
Sure.
You're going to this bank. Oh, and then it closes. You have to walk to the far bank. But you're like, I used to go to the bank over there, but then it closed. So now I have to go to the farther one. There's a whole era of your life where you're going to the close one. You guys aren't really like...
Listen, I love it.
There's nothing there.
No.
Right.
I think it's just what you said.
I kind of got it.
You nailed it. All right. Had it. You splayed it. You said it.
Right.
You said it,
buddy. Signed, sealed, delivered.
I'm yours.
Dunked, smothered. What was it?
I'm not sure.
No, it was so funny.
Dunked, dipped, and smothered?
Dunked, dipped, and smothered.
Maybe.
Your sheets are dunked, dipped, and smothered in period
blood. This is so good. Do you guys want some?
It looks... I'm shocked that it's good.
I know. I agree. It's shocking.
I agree. Well, those are always, like, so mealy.
Not this one. Oh, you guys hate it. Okay.
You know what's interesting?
You want to try?
Yeah,
when I did that bite. When I did that
bike
trip...
You don't
have
to like it, by the way. Okay. Know that. Yes, Charlie?
I did that bike trip. That was really far. Kind of intense biking. I kind of want some, too. And I was, like, assuming...
You have to take a big bite. Like, it's, like, crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, by the way, you need to 2 bites before you decide. That's a rule.
Right.
Because it takes a second.
Right.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, it was interesting to me that, like, the people I did this trip with who had done a lot of other trips are like, well, one thing we do is we buy, like, a bajillion protein bars. And it's like, you kind of would think maybe that it's like, there'd be, like, the protein bars would be, like, the amateur way. Maybe it is the amateur way, but, like, these are people who really do these long bike trips, like, not so infrequently. And I was like, oh, I thought you would have brought, like, an efficient slurry that you made yourself, you know what I mean?
But and it's, I think,
like,
protein bars are really efficient,
right? It was just interesting that, like, this is the way still. Like the thing you buy in packages from CVS or whatever, like $3 a pop, or like, it's like actually what people brought were like bars like this and like beef jerky. And that is literally what people brought.
I would bring
you beef have jerky. To have the bar. It's like nothing I've had in my life.
Yeah, what do you think?
Wait, I'm so excited.
I have to tell you, it's so good.
You think so? It's, I really so thought you were gonna good. Say it's bad.
Whoa,
it looked super bad.
Why
it's
is
so
it
puffy,
so delicious.
Whoa,
it's like a good version of like an Almond Joy, honestly.
Yeah, but because the inside's like the chewy texture,
whoa, that
threw
weird.
Me so off. Right? It tastes like something,
it's like a marshmallow inside, not in
yeah,
flavor.
Or it reminds me of like mochi, or
oh, that's,
I don't know,
yeah, it's like a Malamar.
You want the rest of it?
I mean, you probably want some.
Okay,
well, I don't mind.
I don't
if
want
I do.
That shit.
Wow.
Got yours
all
to eat
the
it.
Ingredients are, like, materials, no. Fuel.
I know. The ingredients are crazy. I took a little peek at it. It's like
nitrodextrin, literally hydroglycinate.
Like grandma was not making this for dinner.
No, ma'am. All right, Charlie, will you read Annie's next one?
This is Annie's second idea.
No, that's my last one.
And last one. Good. Mm-hmm. In this case.
Oh, what time is it, by the way?
It is 3:49. Oh. We're at an hour 10.
Wow, oh God, really?
Time flies.
We're gonna go. Okay. This is QuickTime Player.
Okay, so I have been using QuickTime Player for years, maybe decades. At least one decade. Definitely one decade. Probably about that long.
Right.
And when I search it in my computer, I can never find it. I've been using it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, quick and time are two words that don't really go together in that way.
No.
They don't have anything to do with recording, screen recording, audio recording, movies.
Right.
I can't ever think of the name of QuickTime Player. Mm. So it gets to the point.
True.
It gets to the point where I'm like, also, okay, it's not like QuickTime is just sitting on my desktop available for
where
me to click it.
Go?
I don't know, because I just press the search bar and then I have to. Here's what happens to me about once a week. I press the search bar once a week for 10 years. I press the search bar and I sit there and I'm like, oh my, like I'd say bad words. Like what is
stuff
it?
You guys have never even heard of.
Way worse than anything you've heard at your school. And I just could never find it. And then I Google things like Apple recording, MacBook recording thing.
You have to really like re-derive it every time.
And even when you Google it, it does not pop up, because what you get is like new apps that do similar things.
Right.
But you're like, no, I just want the basic one. I just can't remember the name because it's too generic.
It's so random.
Wait,
and the picture of it is so weird.
Because we use QuickTime for recording.
They should just like,
no, we
don't.
Please
change the name.
Yes, we do.
We do.
That's how we use. That's how we do audio recording when we do the Patreon.
I was
episodes.
About to say I've never done that before.
But we do it every time, and actually, very often it's like, I remember specifically with you recording, being like, "What's that app called that we do everything on?"
I was gonna say I feel like QuickTime Player is something that you don't invoke; it just appears once you click on something, and it needs to play. But
that's
not true. We do it every week, I guess.
We do it every week.
Wow, that's one of those things that's like so rote that like. If
it was bypassing,
stopped,
like, yeah.
Wait, my girlfriend told me a story recently that she, like, went to work one day and, like, every single day signs in her password that was assigned to her on her work computer. She's been there for, like, 2 years.
Right.
She got to work one day and just sat down on her computer and was like, what is my password?
I've had that happen.
And then had to, like, walk around, like, shake it off, be like, okay, don't overthink it, like, try and sneak up on herself and, like, sit down and do it again, like, and eventually she was just like, got it, I know it, but, like, funny. I never know if a story I tell about her is actually funny or not.
That's really
good. You know what I mean? Or if it's, like, I just wanted to say that.
No, that's fine.
That's the problem with stuff like that.
Right, having a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. No, that is funny, and with QuickTime in particular, I have that experience all the time, where it's like, what's
that with, sorry.
No.
WhatsApp and CityMapper. Do you guys use those two apps? WhatsApp, yeah, but not CityMapper.
But I've never been able to stick with WhatsApp.
Well, why would you?
Because sometimes there's a few people I have to talk to on it.
Totally.
My grandmother, I have to talk to on WhatsApp.
Right, totally. But it's like, they just look the same. They're both just green. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. All right, Annie, will you do my next one?
Wait, I want to talk. No.
Oh, sorry.
Why was I like? I don't know specifically, but I want.
Right.
I just am interested in the thing of like recall, and it's kind of a black box. Trying to remember a password, for example, is just like, it's like you're reaching blindly into your mind. There's nothing you can do really.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's actually like similar to like trying to come up with a word for like a crossword puzzle,
mm-hmm.
right? The thing of being like, oh, what's it? It's she was in. She has the red hair and, you know, and you're like, you're just trying to like reach in to find the name and there's nothing active. You can't feel it happening, but then it happens all at once and you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, Emma Stone.
It's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's actually nothing really you can do.
But you are, like, I feel like when you're trying to think of the name, like, you are getting closer and closer.
You know that that's happening, but like, it's not like you're like, oh, I'm closer. I know it now starts with E.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I'm feeling it. I'm sensing its presence. The word, it's... Okay, I talk about this. This is like a tutoring spiel I do sometimes. Because one of the things I recommend, a best practice, if you're doing like a reading section or the science section on the ACT, lol, is like, or just any reading section, it's like you don't go... I don't recommend going question by question and like waiting until you finish each one. It's like, I recommend like when you go through it, like, if you know the answer to a question right away, great, do it. And if you don't, just skip it and then come back at the end of each passage. So it's like usually you get like about half of them the first time and then you go back. And what I always...
Wait, what do you mean?
Basically, like, okay, if this is like... if you're doing like a science passage, mm-hmm. right? So that's like...
You look at the questions before you read it?
No, and what I mean is like you go through, if there's like six questions, the first one, you might be like, that's easy. I know where to look for that one.
Sorry. Easy peasy.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just acting it out.
Right. You might be like, easy peasy.
Exactly. Easy.
Right.
Like, give me something hard.
Right, exactly. And then the next one, they're like, you wanted something hard. And you're like, I got no idea where to look for this one. This is way...
Dumped.
Yeah. And instead, like, what people often do is they're like, oh my God, this one's hard. Then they'll spend 5 minutes on it. It's like, don't do that.
If you don't get it, move on.
Move on. And then at the end of the six, it's like, okay, maybe there's two questions you didn't answer. But often what happens is like that process of waiting, it's like something in your mind has actually kind of been churning and you're going to remember it. Or you're going to like, so there's two things that can happen. One of them is answers from a later question kind of inform that one, right? It like rejogs your memory, or you're like, oh my God, wait, that question made me look at this part of the passage and that actually helps me answer question two. Or what sometimes happens, which happens all the time when I do crosswords, is you're stuck on something. You're like, God, I feel like I should know what this is, but I just can't get it. You put the phone down. You do completely other stuff. You're not thinking about it. 2 hours later, you pick it back up again. You're like, boom, got it in a second. Mm-hmm. It's like your mind literally is working on it subconsciously.
There's a term for it that I don't remember that's like...
Really?
About like CEOs and like golfing or something. Or like something.
Right. I'm feeling it like coalescing.
I don't know. I really don't know.
So I feel like I can imagine Malcolm Gladwell just having a heyday with
totally
some CEOs.
Yeah. Like golfing. Like,
yeah, right. That's totally his wheelhouse.
Like
he's all over
like
that.
If you're trying to like figure out a problem, like basically like whatever, just taking a shower and then it'll come to you or like whatever. I got these little toys, these kind of like desk toys. They're from like adultadhd.com, like literally.
And that's so funny. Like,
talk about like go to the URL that you want. Like, yeah. That's the one. And it's like these little like wooden blocks and then these kind of like little action figures. And I got them and I was like, okay, I'll just like have stuff to play with while I'm like thinking. Mm-hmm. And they're so consuming. Like, I literally can't do them and think at the same time. Mm-hmm. And a friend was over and we were writing together the other day and I just like brought them out and was kind of just like toying with them. And like, she was on the computer and like was like, okay, so like, what should this line be? And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm like putting the pig on the block. I'm like, yeah, so like going silent, right, like just like working on my blocks. Right. And she was like, actually put those away. Like, you can't really do both of these together.
Right. That's like a good thing to do when you're like, it's like if you're in a meeting on Zoom. And you need to be, like, not fully, fully distracted. Like, you need to be, like, able to hear your name.
I low-key wish I had my blocks and my pig right now.
Are you, like, arranging the pig on the blocks?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, but the pig is not part of it. You just added the pig to it.
They're separate. Yeah, they're not sold together.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
The combo.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wanting there to be better fidget options.
Oh, there are.
But I don't like the blocks you have.
What's your issue? Like, honestly, like, you obviously have some type of problem.
Just being honest, like...
Wait, that's fine, Charlie, but I'm just saying
there's other ones.
Have you been to the website?
No, no.
Take a look.
Can you remind me?
Yeah, I'll remind you all the time. Wait. Just all the time or at a particular time?
Just, like, if it comes up once, can you let me know?
Yep, I'd love to.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay, should we do your next idea?
Yes.
Do you have it?
Oh, yes, no. I do. Oh, this is only two of three.
That's fine. We don't have to do the last one.
Oh, I'm really interested in the last one as well.
Oh, shit.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Sweatpants, drawstring, not...
Oh, okay, so this is...
Wait, that's so apt for what we were just talking about.
What were
we
talking about?
I was almost about to bring up how no fidget toy is as good as the drawstring on sweatpants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or like, it's like fidget toys want with like hoodie drawstring
hat.
That's like I'm wrapping it around my finger and putting it in my mouth. And
right,
like,
right. That's interesting. I don't really think about it like that. The thing I was thinking is...
Or fingernails.
Right.
Fingernails.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Fingernails. The fidget toy of my life.
It's actually funny that our bodies provide fidget options. It's like when you have long hair, you're just like twirling it.
Twirl it. Fingers are so crazy because they're just like, what'd you say?
I don't know. Just, I wasn't going to say anything good.
I didn't hear you.
I just was imagining evolution and, like, why do we have long hair on our heads? Like, why is this possibly helpful?
Right.
So then I imagined, like, oh, ha, 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 it helps the cavemen if they could twirl a little bit. Right.
They're like, where do I put this rock? And then they just, like, twirl and think. We're trying to remember the name of
Emma Stone. Right.
They're like, what's her name? She's not gay, but she played a gay person.
Her name reminds me of that age we're in.
The first name is just like a really pretty girl's name, not and then the second the name.
It's like the other one.
Emma.
Not Dwayne Johnson. These are really dumb.
No, they're good. I feel like fingers are so hard. Fingernails are like such a forbidden fidget.
Oh, that's what makes them so good.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it's so moralized. Like, it's like, don't pick at your nails. It's and like, ew. Honestly, why are they there?
Why?
And they overgrow.
Why? It's kind of like that girl who scrapes her teeth, which we all do. Like, okay, sure, maybe it's not the same as your Philips toothbrush, but is it really so bad?
Totally.
Do you guys not feel like you pay for it dearly when you, like, overplay with your fingernails? I actually feel like I'll, like, if I, like, mess with my cuticles, it's like, oh, there's a loose one, and I'm like,
yeah, actually, that's true.
It's like, and then I'm in actually, like, pain for days.
Yeah, and at a certain point, like, you gotta put a Band-Aid on it.
You have to put a Band-Aid.
And it's like, you're done.
Right.
You're actually not allowed to be outside anymore.
Right, because sometimes it's like, it's like, wait, now every time I reach for my phone, I'm like, ooh, ow.
Yeah.
It's always when it's cold.
Totally.
Fingers are, like, go through it when it's cold.
They're so cool, though.
Yeah.
How much do you pick? I mean, just talking about it makes me want to
get to them.
I'm not going to, though.
You can. I don't pick that much.
I keep mine really short.
Well, I just have some really bad... Oh, it's embarrassing to show you. But I have some thumbs where there's a lot of dry skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean,
you know, it's just, like, begging you to... Yeah, I showed you the one that's less embarrassing, but the other one I've been doing a little bit more.
Oh, this is my dominant hand. Yeah.
Like this situation.
I think that's A-okay, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just doing that. I was picking my cuticles, and you kind of called it out earlier this episode. Remember that?
Yes, but sorry, it didn't look like that.
Oh, the callus.
What did it look like? Or the callus, yeah, sorry.
It was like a very, like, weird, not weird, but it was like an unusual gesture.
Right.
That...
And that happened to be what it was. Yeah, of course.
I think if it was something I understood, you'd be like, I probably wouldn't have said something, but it was kind of like this.
Right. I was doing a rotational movement.
It was rotational on an area of the hand that needs no rotating.
Right. But in this case.
It did.
Right.
So I wonder, this definitely is like some sign language thing.
Totally. I'm saying something like totally horrible. I feel like, okay, this is the thing about not in sweatpants. Mm-hmm. And then let's be done.
Okay.
So I kind of have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And it's been a long time, right?
Yeah, 1:20.
I mean,
all right.
Hello.
Right.
Not in the sweatpants is that I had these sweatpants. All my sweatpants actually have knots in the drawstring that are ancient. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't tie them every time. Like, the knots, like, have been set. And I don't usually buy sweatpants. Right. They just happen to me. Right. You know, like,
they just occur
from other people or from events or I don't even know.
I know, yeah.
And so you come into these sweatpants that already have these ancient knots and, like, they just fit you in different ways depending on the knot, you know, like, you don't really adjust them. But recently, like, these sweatpants were not fitting in the way I wanted them to. And I was like, I actually could make these fit, but I just have to change the knot. And the knot was like, you know, no one knows how long the knot's been there. Like, these pants have been passed around. Like, I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to get into this. Like, it was such a tight.
Right.
Ball, and I actually had to use tweezers to go in to, like, undo the knot, and then it, like, came open in this amazing way.
Wow,
it was really cool.
That's
thank you so much for coming on.
This
do
is
you don't want to do last text different?
Oh yeah, last text different.
Wait, I want to say more about that. And then can we do last text different too?
Yeah, sure.
I'm really not trying to pressure you. I just got a little curious.
No, definitely, me too.
That's a thing that I'm pretty complacent about. Like, and I'm just noting that there's a personality type who would immediately be, like, and there's people in my life who really are, like, yeah, I just, like, fix it when it happens. You know what I mean? Where they're like, oh, yeah, the knot was wrong, so I just changed it. And it, like, is hard, but they just do it. And for me, I'm like, it has to be so inconvenient for so long that I'm like, okay, let me finally, like, change this setup. And some people are so quick about it in a way that I really admire. Anyway, all right.
But I kind of feel like there's nothing to fix, usually.
What am I thinking of? I'm like...
Other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other stuff. But, like, that kind of thing where it's, like
this door, it, like, doesn't close all the way.
Right.
My closet. Like, right, that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Legit.
Perfect. Exactly.
Perfect. Okay, so last text different is, like, our phones, I feel like, wipe in different ways at different times, you mm-hmm. know? Like, mm-hmm. sometimes, I don't know how often my, like, texts delete or whatever, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't have, like, all my texts that I've ever sent, you mm-hmm. know? And, like, sometimes you go to text someone who you know you've texted before, but it's just been a while, mm-hmm. and there's no texts there, you know?
That doesn't happen to me.
Ever?
No, I think I have all my texts.
Happened to you?
I think there's, like, a setting auto-delete after a year or something.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's kind of weird that, like, you can go to text someone, mm-hmm. and the last, you don't know if they're seeing the last text that you're seeing. Like,
oh, right.
You might have, like, a pretty, like sometimes right. there's, like, a kind of dicey text right above.
Right.
Especially if it's been, like, a year.
Right, exactly.
And
that's funny.
And sometimes I'm, like, if I have to text someone who I haven't texted in a really long time and it's a blank message, I'm, like, a blank message above. I'm, like, I wonder what's sitting right above this.
Right.
Like, I wonder if it's something they see that they're, like, we're not going to acknowledge. Like, right. the them last text like, was, like...
So I just want to say I love you so much. Yeah. And, like, if you love me too, you'll meet me at Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, literally.
And you're, like, hey, girly. Oh.
Or, like, you know, like, kind of, even if it's, like, not so dramatic, but, like, the last two texts is, like, them reaching out and you don't respond or something.
Right.
And it's, like, you don't acknowledge that, but it's, like, I'm, like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I have auto-delete and I never worried about... I didn't even think to worry about it.
Shoot, sorry. But I bet you won't now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Maybe
cares, like, yeah.
I wait don't have auto delete, and I'm realizing now I'm like, well, I don't want to delete them because it's like, what if that comes in handy? Like, what if, I'm like, have this like not hoarding, but like I want to like keep everything. I want to keep my data.
It's a hoarding
mentality. Adjacent. Yeah, it's a hoarding mentality, and it's like, but what if I need it? And it's like, what do you need?
I like to be on the offense of like ending things,
right?
Like throwing things away. Yeah. Like, deleting a convo, like...
I'm moving towards that. Because I'm like, oh, but what if it has sentimental value? It's like, 90% of the stuff you throw away that has sentimental value, you just won't remember. And 10% of the stuff, you will be like, oh.
Yeah.
I actually remember that shirt. I kind of wish I had it. And then it's like, you actually can manage that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what do I want? Like, to go through my text with my, like, first boyfriend? Like... It's like, you know what? Like, that might be an activity, but that's actually an activity that I would do, like, one day.
It's like, do it on email.
Right. No problem. I don't need it. And it just takes up space. There's so much stuff that is like, you just keep, I keep it around because I'm like, but what if I want it later?
I wonder if like the great minds of the present, mm-hmm. you know how people publish diaries of people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if someday people will publish like the text messages that Taylor Swift sent.
That's
really in like 100 years.
I love seeing people's texts firsthand. Like mm-hmm. when my friends are telling me a story about like a convo they had with someone, like a You're fight, like, or they're hooking up with someone, I'm like, give me the phone.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna touch anything. I promise I won't like anything. Like, that's always the fear. It's hold on, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm gonna be so careful, but I need to read this firsthand. Right. Like, it's so valuable to me to see it.
It's a primary source.
It's a primary source. It's a DBQ.
Right.
There's nothing like that. Like,
oh, so it's the best. True. And actually, that also feels so good when you're trying to, like, relay conversation. And then it's like, and I just felt like he was kind of being evasive. And, mm-hmm. like, I kept asking. But I don't know if I was even asking so much. And, like, and someone's like,
right,
hand it over. And you're like, okay, mommy, thank you. You know? And someone gets to be like, no, I think he's not being... I think it's, like, it really just seems like he was actually busy that day. And, like, it does seem like he wants to... Ugh, wait. Like, it's so, like, I trust it. You know what
totally.
I mean? Hand over your phone and... Because when someone's looking at a phone, it's like, they care. They're in a caring posture right now.
They're in it.
Like, they are feeling what it feels mm-hmm. like.
They're invested.
Right.
Love it. Well...
Love.
This has been totally fabulous. Yeah. What do you say?
I had so much fun. I'm so glad that my ideas were okay.
They were really amazing in particular.
Yeah.
They were particularly amazing.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about QuickTime for a long time.
Literally. And now maybe we won't forget it as much that it's been so invoked.
Yeah, sometimes you're like...
You'd think. Somehow I always have a way of forgetting
it. You'd think. That's so true. Well, thank you so much for coming on. For real.
Thank you so much for having me. And for the snacks.
Any parting words, Charlie?
No, I had a really good time. like doing it in the afternoon. This is not really interesting for the listener, but I'm just like, no, that's yeah, like what I was feeling. Nice.
It's snackier compared to, we do the morning usually.
We do the morning at 11 and I feel like I'm often kind of tired and I actually wasn't so tired this time.
Do you want to do Song of the Week?
Yes! Okay, the Song of the Week is Tile by Tile by Always.
By who?
This band, I don't know if it's pronounced Always or Alvays. It's like A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's great. They're like an indie rock band, and they just, it's like, I think a lot of their music is sonically pretty similar to itself, but they just write really good songs, and so they kind of stand out. It's interesting because, like, as an indie rock band, it's like, there's not really so much space for that right now. It's not 2010. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
I'm getting into it. Do you have a Natalie Song of the Week?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My Song of the Week is Cardboard Box by Flo. Love that song.
Sure.
One of my most played songs. I'm gonna
put your shit in a cardboard box. That's a good song.
And they're going on tour in my city. I just got a notification.
I'm wondering about it. Wait, that's so funny when Spotify's like, they're going on tour in your city. It's like, New York.
They were like, we have information for you about your top artist of the year.
Right.
Not my top artist, sorry, but like, one of your artists or whatever. And they were like, Flo's coming to Barclays. No, I don't know where they're going.
Right.
They're definitely not doing Barclays.
Maybe.
Maybe they are. What's my thing right now? Let's just end it.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, lots of love.
Bye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.